Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals, of course, got the win last night in Houston. Michael Wacha pitched pretty darn good. They got some great defense behind him as well. The offense scored 7 runs in the first 4 innings of the game tonight.
Didn't score again. But
no, they didn't, but it was enough. It was enough. And tonight, they're back at it. 7:10 first pitch. Vern's on deck show at 6 right here on 96.5 The Fan. The Royals now 25-18 on the season. Chris Bubich on the bump. Royals slight dogs tonight, by the way, on the betting markets.
How dare they, you know? How dare they? You know, but still. Royals, maybe take them to win, right? Vern hasn't asked me to do a pregame pick in a while. Maybe I'm
Maybe you're up.
Maybe I'm up. Maybe I'm up tonight.
Maybe tonight is the night. What would you bet?
Oh man, I don't. I'd have to think a little bit about it.
The Royals are
maybe Sally
plus 120 total for the game is 7.5.
Okay, total for the game 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Chris Bubich.
I mean, right now his strikeouts had been fun for a while, but also it just kind of depends. Chris Bubich has been so good this year. Next up on What's Trending, the NFL announces its full 2025 international slate, with 7 games in 5 countries, although they haven't officially announced the Chiefs against the Chargers.
Yeah.
They're announcing that game officially tomorrow. The other ones that stand out, the Minnesota Vikings will play in both Ireland and then London in back-to-back weeks, taking on Cleveland and taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is of note. The Jets will take on the Broncos in Hotspur Stadium in October. But yeah, full slate available at NFL.com. But yeah, they got 7 games, 5 different countries. And yeah, the Vikings are going to stay in overseas. They're going to stay in the UK area for back-to-back games, both Ireland and London.
NBA playoffs continued last night. The Timberwolves got a 117-110 win over the Warriors. They now lead 3-1. Remember, Steph Curry has missed since being injured in game one and will not be back for game 5. So the Warriors are going to have to pull something out of their rear end there. Also, the Knicks took a commanding 3-1 lead over Boston. More importantly, though, for Boston, Jason Tatum, of course, their star player, one of the best players in the league, left what is now being described just as a lower body injury. Everybody, I think, saw the replay, and the fear is an Achilles injury. MRI today. We'll find out. The fear is that he tore or ruptured his Achilles. If that's the case, hopefully it's not, then he would be gone for all of next season.
Yeah, yeah. Brutal.
Matt was depressed this morning when I walked in.
Is he a Celtics fan?
Oh yeah.
I guess he was wearing a Porzingis jersey.
Matt loves the Celtics.
So that was brutal. And then tonight, got a couple games going on. Pacers, Cavs. The Pacers could wrap up that series. Also, the Nuggets and Thunder series tied at 2 apiece.
I mean, the Celtics were heavy favorites to win that series and had 15, 20-point leads in all 3 games. They lost to the Knicks. And Tatum got hurt late, so that wasn't the reason they lost.
Yeah, there
the
was
game
like 3 minutes left or something.
Yeah. Next up on Watch Trading, the Dallas Mavericks secured the number 1 overall pick in the NBA's draft lottery last night, although they only had a 1.8% chance in order to secure it. Not peculiar at all, considering the fact they just traded their big star, Luka Doncic, to the Lakers earlier this year. A lot of people speculate, and we'll talk more about that later. But yeah, the Mavs got the number 1 overall pick. Everyone knows they will end up taking Cooper Flagg with that selection.
Yeah, no question. That's exactly where he's going. The Spurs, by the way, still got the 2nd overall pick, which was based on their odds, that was not quote unquote supposed to happen either. So they're not going to be too upset picking second. And now the Spurs are set up pretty well for their future on top of that. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. It is a Tuesday. We're excited to welcome a new lunch partner onto the show on Tuesday, Summit Grill, our new Tuesday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. You can head over to any of their three locations for $2.50 tacos starting at 3 o'clock today. Summit Grill in Lee Summit, Gladstone, and Waldo. So welcome aboard to Summit Grill. $2.50 tacos.
Let's go. Not kidding. Used to walk to the one in Waldo when I lived there. And now the one in Gladstone is a stone's throw from my kids, one of my kids' schools. So, you know,
nice.
I was like, I can go to Summit Grill whenever. Love it, obviously. You've been multiple times,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes.
And I went to a Summit Grill.
We did.
Wait, right?
Maybe not the time you're thinking. We went a different time.
A different day. Yep. Okay.
$2.50 tacos starting at 3 o'clock today. Any of the three Summit Grill locations. All right, let's talk some Royals baseball. This offense yesterday, as we just said during What's Trending, 7 runs in the first 4 innings, then it went quiet, but 7 runs in any game, obviously, especially
they had to ride it out. It got a little tight there.
With any pitching staff, that's going to get it done. The Royals are now 16-1 when they score 4 runs in a game. That's been the magic number. The pitching staff has still got the second best ERA in baseball. When they needed to, Urseg and Carlos Estevez closed the door, even if it was Steven Cruz, who we were just praising yesterday, had a bad night at the office, gave up a couple of runs.
He chose a good night to have a bad night,
he did.
Though.
But they had great defense.
That's a silly thing, but
they had great defense behind Michael Wacha. And most notably, even though it only made number 7 on the SportsCenter top 10 last
what?
Night. Yeah. The double
what the
play,
hell was 1-6?
Somebody texted in because I said, hey, it's one of the best plays we'll see all year. And they said, no, it only made number 7. I was like, really? So that's surprising.
Okay. All right.
That double play, the great play from Massey, the flip to Garcia, Garcia's throw to Vinny, who's stretching out doing the splits and digging that ball out, was an incredible double play. It really is one of the...
Especially the pivotal moment, mind you.
Yeah, the bases were loaded. Might be the best double play we see all year by the Royals, and I still think is one of the best we'll see in baseball this entire season. So the offense now gets 7 runs. I think the question for a lot is, okay, can they build on that? We've been saying that time and time again. They get the Astros. They're going to go up against a good pitcher tonight and Framber Valdez of the Astros. Can they parlay that 7-run performance into something else? I guess what was promising for me last night, Cody, is they get 7 runs, and Salvi was not part of that. Mikel Garcia was not
part of
that.
He's been a big
part of
their offense, yeah.
The fact that India had a huge game. Vinny had a multi-hit game. We obviously know Bobby was able to come through. He was DHing yesterday. That's also what makes the Mikel Garcia double play even more
I know,
impressive.
He's playing out of position.
His first game all year at shortstop.
Yeah. Playing out of position certainly makes a difference. It's tough with the Royals offense right now because the obvious question is, will they go through a run, right? Will we see the offense be more consistent at some point? All right, so let's go through the metrics, right? Batting average, they're like middle of the league. You're like, okay. On base percentage, they're like a little below, lower third of the league, but it's not like embarrassingly low yet. It's not great. Here's where we run into problems. They score, like, they're in the bottom 5 of lowest runs in the league, and they are dead last in home runs. So it's not hard to figure out. So if the Royals can get hits, get on base in an okay clip, right? They don't walk great, but like get on base in an okay clip. They improved that obviously with Jonathan India, who does lead the team in walks, which is not surprising. It's not a great clip, but a .301 on base percentage right now as a team, and it's gotten better. When you start looking at it, you're like, well, where's the problem? They don't have any power. You know, like here's the truth. If you're going to ask me, can they have a stretch where the offense just rocket fires for 2 straight weeks? The only way that occurs is if Salvi and Bobby slug a lot of homers because Vinny's got some power, but he's not a 40 home run hitter. He never really has been. Massey's never turned into more than about a 15-20 home run hitter. So there's a limit there. Same with Waters or Mikel Garcia. They don't have power.
Yeah. There's no pop.
That's what they're missing. Like the more and more I think about this offense and I'm like, what do they desperately need when they eventually go get a bat where they go to the minor league.
Or there's this guy eventually.
I don't even want to make this conversation frustrating because like I'm sure that there are members of the Royals who don't even want to discuss Jack Caglione in the big leagues yet. Not kidding. The one thing they are missing the most is a person who mashes the ball hard into the stands and runs into a home run.
But
when they sent MJ down, that was something he used to do in the bigs but doesn't now. And it's like, you need it.
But they also want to make sure, and we're obviously talking about Jack Caglione here, they also want to make sure that he's not just a home run hitter. when he's in the big leagues, that he hits for a decent average, that he's an all-around
hitter.
Gets on
base, that he walks.
That's why. Yeah. I'm with you, though, 100% with you. That's the exciting thing, that if he can get to AAA, hopefully in the next 2 to 3 weeks max, then you can start the clock on progressing through AAA, and then we can actually, after a month of there, have a real conversation about it being realistic if he's performing well, about him being an asset in July or August or something like that. But until he's even in AAA, like, it's just... It's almost not worth mentioning him in this equation, because it is, to me, he cannot be the only addition to the lineup later on in the year. They have to go outside the organization, I believe, to find another bat at some point.
What's crazy is I'm not even that greedy, because like the text line said, hey, we don't give the Chiefs a hard time if they win by one. If they're winning, who cares how they get there? And I'm like, I don't necessarily disagree with that sentiment in a way.
Who said last night didn't count?
No, it definitely counted. That's not even the argument I'm making. Last night's game was super fun. Scored all the runs early. Steven Cruz, again, had a bad night, but it didn't matter. Great double play. Homer by Massey. They did everything they needed to do to win last night. The bigger picture part of it is we're not greedy on the offense. That's what stands out. This pitching staff is so good. They do not have to be the league's best offense. No one requires them to turn into that. They have one of the league's best offensive players in Bobby Wood Jr. They have other good offensive players in India or Vinny or typically Salvi, although not so far this year. But they do still need like a little bit more juice. And for that, I think it's home runs. I think they need to be able to get two or... The reason why I think that they're lower in runs is their inability to put it over the fence. What's weird about it is they have guys capable of home runs. Vinny, Massey, Salvi, Bobby Witt Jr. Those guys have put up pretty good home run numbers depending on the year. 30 for Bobby pretty regularly. Salvi's put up 50 in a year.
So what does Salvador Perez have? I think that's the biggest surprise right
30,
now is the power. Now
he's
top 10 in baseball or even top,
in doubles.
In double. Yeah, maybe top 7, top 6 in something like that in doubles in baseball. So he's getting some extra base hits. But you know, what was his home run number last year? Because that's the part where if he can get going at some point,
30-ish?
That's where they're really missing the pop. I mean, if we're nitpicking one player, he's got 2 home runs this year, and last year Salvador Perez had 27. So you know, that's what's off the pace right now. If you're looking for where's some pop right now, I mean,
he's on pace for 7.5 home runs.
Yeah, like he normally
he's not 7.5 home runs.
No, you would obviously have loved to see that number right now sitting at 6 or 7 already, if not more.
But I mean, look at his career before this year: 27, 23, 23, 48, 11. But that was in a shortened year; he only played 37 games. 27, 27, 22. So he is a full 65% below his pace. So, like, the question is it just a weird stretch and Salvador Perez is getting ready to hit 5 homers in 5 straight games, right? And he's getting ready to just get caught back up right where you would expect Salvador Perez to be? Or the age-old question of the ticking clock that is Father Time? And is the power starting to go for Salvi finally? And he's getting ready to have a 13-home run season, which he hasn't had since he played 142 games. Sorry, that was 21. He hasn't had since he played 138 games when he was 23 years old. I don't think that's the case. I don't think he's going to finish with that number. So there are still ways for them to get those numbers goal, but they need more pop. That's what it comes down to. They just need more hits. That double play last night, that might end up being the best, like you said, the best defensive play from the Royals all season. That was one of the most, I mean, especially considering the moment. The bases were loaded. The double play got them out of the jam. And then they knew they gave up some more runs. So it got dicey at the end. It just went to Urseg. You know, Urseg wasn't even supposed to have to pitch last night. Went in there and just shut things down.
Yep. Carlos did
as well.
Gave
up
he's got 12 saves. He's got 12
saves. How many
saves
did you save from 30?
You're way
above pace.
We did our bold prediction before the season. We each had one. And mine was he's going to have a career high in saves. And if he gets to 32, it's a career high. I feel pretty good about that. Knock on wood.
He's well above that pace at the moment.
And then I said he'll be an all-star. And that, there's a lot of factors. But
yeah, that's more subjective.
The good news is Class A is not, you know, killing it. So that's not an automatic spot there. Look, the all-star thing is going to be really tough.
He's on pace for 45
saves. I feel great about the career high in saves, though, for Carlos, yes.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
Long ways to go.
It is just kind of crazy that for a player that they're trying not to rush to the big leagues in Caglione,
that he's exactly what they need. They need a power hitting corner outfielder. And I know traditionally that's not the
position. But let's say everything went well and he showed up in July. That's pretty quick still. That's a year from when he was drafted, basically.
Yeah.
That's still pretty darn good. I understand he was a college player, but that's still pretty super, darn good.
That's not pretty darn. That's fast.
Like, but people are acting like he should already be up. You know
He's
what I mean?
He's 22. That's fast. Yeah. If he gets to the bigs at all this year, that's fast.
I agree.
That's faster than most prospects get through the minor leagues.
Yep.
He played, as just a reminder for anybody, he played 29 games in A-ball last year, 21 games in the Arizona Fall League, which Gold said he doesn't even count, and it's not like crazy to say that. Both of which the stats didn't like light up the scoreboard in a way that you were like, ooh, right, his minor league stats don't. But double A, man, 33 games, 320, 392. I mean, they could use that kind of power. I just want to see him put one into the fountains at Kauffman or over the fountains. Put it up where the truck used to sit up there the opposite field.
Watson's hot tub in left field as well.
The Watson's hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember the different stuff that was available
for sure
over the years, you know?
No doubt. All right, coming up in 15 minutes, we'll talk more about the Chiefs wide receiver room and where they stack up. One specific metric was a little surprising, but it actually tells you they're getting the most bang for their buck as most teams look at spending a ton at one particular position. So that's coming up in just a bit. So today and the rest of this week is huge in the state of Missouri for potentially keeping the Chiefs and Royals. You guys maybe saw a couple of the news articles out there. KC Business Journal had an article. I believe the Kansas City Star also had one out last night, if not this morning. And essentially, the Missouri legislature, lawmakers there, are discussing or will be discussing this afternoon a $300 million incentive package for a new ballpark, or even could play into how things could go for the Chiefs and what they want to do.
Okay.
And it doesn't specifically say where they have to be. So there is a summary of the plan that was obtained by the Star that lawmakers are considering that would allow stadium investments could be eligible for tax credits worth up to $50 million. The proposal was gone through the House website, and it basically has a $50 million tax credit limit. The measure would hand the Chiefs and Royals an incentive to remain in Missouri without first requiring the teams to commit to a specific stadium location. The package does not prohibit the Royals from moving from Kansas City and Jackson County to Clay County, of course, that North Kansas City site, and that's the site that everybody's been talking about. But overall, according to the Business Journal, a 20-year, $15 million annual package could pass the General Assembly in the session's final days. Friday at 6 o'clock is when the session adjourns for the year. Remember, much like we talked about on the Kansas side, they do not work year-round. That's not how these... They got like a week. There's only a handful of states that have year-round legislatures. This is normal. Spring, and that's basically done, right? That is where we're at. The Royals, we all know, have said they plan in June or July to announce something. But this is a huge obstacle that still has to be cleared this week. Can they get the state funding, a $300 million package, that can then give them what they need to stay, to incentivize them to stay in the state of Missouri? And the Royals could then potentially turn around and use that for either, you know, for a proposed Jackson County site, I guess, but also a North Kansas City site. And then if they ultimately chose Clay County, Cody, there still would be a sales tax in Clay County that would have to be approved by voters there.
According to that same article, Kehoe's given the governor has given the like thumbs up. Hey guys, we're cool. Let's do it. That doesn't mean it'll happen, but as you know, if it's the other way, it doesn't necessarily go.
He's supportive of it. It has to pass still, but he's supportive of it.
Yeah. The big question I would have is the same thing we were talking about, sports wagering. The Missouri legislature does not exactly have some great recent history gold of getting stuff done. It's the opposite, honestly, in a lot of cases where they've struggled to do so. It's interesting because I think that this would help either area get the vote passed. Because if you go back to a vote in Jackson County, let's say on the Chiefs or the Royals, or Clay County, where I currently reside, and you take them up for a vote and you say, let's give us a tax incentive. If you tell them, Missouri's already got 300 mil for you, gold, there's a part of that that I do think helps the wheels of motion, and I know it's not that, but like helps convince like, well, some of this money's coming somewhere else, even though we haven't done it. And Missouri shouldn't care if it's in Clay or Jackson, just as long as it's in Missouri. They shouldn't care which
county
it's in.
Yeah, the question I still think, let's say this goes through this week. The question, let's say we fast forward to July, and at that point, the Royals announce they're going to Clay County in this hypothetical. They announce that. Does that make it more likely that KC Moe steps up and finds a way to keep the Chiefs?
I think it's more likely, sure.
At that point, versus trying to both battle in one county, right? I mean, that's the thing.
Jackson's still got issues, man. They're trying to recall Frank. They just got a lot of stuff on their plate. Yep. They got even more than just I was joking about Missouri. They've got a full table right now. I don't know how like they're organized enough to still win one of these bids. I'm not saying they can't. If they do, I still think it'd be the Royals. And if you listen to people around the Royals, they still say things like downtown baseball. But I'm just telling you right now, it'd be very easy for them to shift their little line gold to downtown from what he originally said, if you remember John Sherman, near downtown, right? Downtown or near downtown?
I think the issue you
That's
run
about as close as you can get without being in it.
I think that if you're wondering, like, hey, why wouldn't this automatically just pass in Missouri? Like, what are the obstacles? One, it goes back to the public financing thing. But also, remember, there are legislators in Jefferson City that also represent the eastern side of the state. And mm-hmm. if you're there and you're the Cardinals,
why are you voting?
You're saying, whoa, we also, you know, would like to renovate our ballpark, and we would sure love some of this money.
I'm too. Like, we'll get you
that's,
next time.
That's the issue you run into because you've got plenty of people are saying, well, the Cardinals or the Blues or whatever, there's other pro teams that are going to want access to similar funds. And so that's the question.
It does say it'll fund the maintenance operation costs for the Clay County lease. Some of the upfront construction costs, the things that you would expect a stadium to be able to do. I don't think anyone gets stuck in the weeds, but look, and this is always the difficult part about listening to this. They quote multiple people in the article, people who represent or did represent areas near Clay County or downtown. So like, I'm sure they're very optimistic. This feels like one of those, I will check in on Friday though.
Yeah. So
because if they pass $300 million worth of funding, I don't think that that's nothing, especially for a team that claims June or July is when we would get the next update on the stadium stuff.
KC Business Journal, if you want to read the full article, they got that up. Also, I think the Star just put something out in the last hour or two, but I think I saw it from the KC Business Journal talking about where things stand in Missouri. So hopefully it happens before Friday, but Friday will be something I can promise you we'll talk about. If it's Friday and it hasn't passed yet, that'll be a huge story going into the final day of the Missouri legislature session.
Yeah, I imagine that'll be. What else are they discussing? We already got weed and gambling. What else they got? What else they got on the docket? We got all the major ones.
There's plenty of other topical things that we will not discuss in the show that they're discussing.
Missouri's been. I mean, although will we ever have legalized sports wagering? Hard to say.
October or November.
I know, I'm joking.
October or November. October or November should be going.
I understand.
And Missouri.
That's weird. I can't.
Oh, we talked about that last. I think that came up last week in how people pronounce Missouri, and it was.
I think he's just being silly.
Yeah.
No, I know. I just.
I don't know anyone in my real life that pronounces it Missouri. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that a Southern Missouri thing?
I think it is.
You being. Like
I think that's what the text
Bible Belt
saying.
Is it that kind of thing?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely do.
The Missouri Tigers. It sounds like a Southern.
Yeah, you're starting to add the twang.
Like,
a little.
Yeah, like it's got a little bit. Of,
well, there's also the Simpsons clip too, and they say Missouri.
Now that probably doesn't help.
Yeah. Kansas, there's no other way to pronounce that.
Kansas? There's...
No. Well, the only thing with that is the whole
that's what
Arkansas,
Brian Kelly would say.
Arkansas River or Arkansas River.
Brian Kelly would pronounce it Kansas, you know, he would...
My family! Yeah. I just love that clip so much. It's so stupid.
He was trying to fake the accent. He was trying to fake this Southern accent.
Butchering
like Louisiana accent. All of a sudden,
from Louisiana. You don't have to pretend to have the accent.
All of a sudden, he had a Southern accent.
I can't wait for my family. He just he hit it.
You can't fake the accent. Eventually, you pick it up.
It's also disrespectful. Granted, I fake the accent on this show of the Scottish folk.
Yeah, but you're not doing it in like regular speech in front of a crowd.
Everyone knows you're joking. Yes, I'm not trying to. Talk like that normally. Yes.
All right. Up next, we'll get to the random question of the day and how the Chiefs stack up in wide receiver pay and what it tells us about their resources they've spent moving forward as well. Next on Cody and Gold.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Random question of the day coming up in about 10 minutes here on Cody and Gold. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday. You guys can always hit us up on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. We also, once again, want to welcome in our new lunch partner on a Tuesday, our friends over at Summit Grill, our new Tuesday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. Head on over to any of their three locations. And today, starting at 3 o'clock, $2.50 tacos. $2.50 tacos starting at 3 o'clock. That's at Summit Grill in Lee Summit or Gladstone, or their Waldo location.
Yeah, head over there. That'll be not long after we get off of work. Perfect. You hungry sometimes after work?
All the time.
We eat weird all times, time, so it's
all
like
the time. I've been trying to get better of not eating snacks during the show, but
and instead eating something after.
Yeah, but also like not just going and grabbing junk from the like vending machine
you
or something like that.
You can bring in something like Cody does.
Yeah.
And hopefully have
in fairness, Cody was just eating gummy clusters.
Yeah, I didn't. Today, I didn't.
Cody was just eating some gummy clusters.
No, it just depends on the day.
I can eat tacos and like multiple times a week. So
I believe after the show today, I'm going to confront who I believe stole it.
Oh, your crackers?
And I'm going to say,
wow.
Did you do this?
Your cheese and crackers.
Eye to eye.
So anyway.
Person to person.
$2.50 tacos.
It's going to be eye for an eye if I find out who did it. I'm going to steal something from them.
Wow. Okay.
Jeez.
Wow. Eye for an eye. You stole something from me, I steal something from you. Anything I want, by the way. Not the value of the cheese and crackers. It's the emotional value.
I'm going to wait to podcast the show. I'm going to walk out like TMZ with the video. I'm going to follow you wherever you go.
So I saw Warren Sharp had listed out the most expensive wide receiver rooms in football for this upcoming season. No surprise, Drew, your Bengals, $55 million spent on wide receivers this year. They're first in the league. The Bucs are second. Tennessee, for some reason, still spending the third most. Miami, the fourth most. And then you got a couple teams with quarterbacks on rookie deals, so it makes sense. Washington and Chicago spending $42 and $38 million respectively. Then you go way down the list. The Chiefs are spending 28th most amount of money in football. Bottom five in football in terms of money on wide receivers. $19.8 million. They're just ahead of Baltimore, Green Bay, Cleveland, and the Chargers are spending the least. Now, this doesn't include, of course, draft assets. Look at the Chiefs' wide receiver room. Xavier Worthy is on the second year of his deal. Rashee Rice on the third year of his deal. They just drafted Jalen Royals. Juju Smith-Schuster's on a cheap one-year deal. Hollywood Brown's making the most amount of money, and that's still like one for what? $10 million or something like that, $12 million max.
That's their highest paid wide receiver, probably.
So it makes
Hollywood
sense
on a 1 year deal.
I think in the past we would have looked at it and said, "Man, how are they not spending more money to surround Patrick Mahomes?"
Yeah.
But they have spent multiple top draft picks now. They spent, of course, a first rounder last year. They've spent some second round picks. They spent this year, I guess, a fourth round pick, and they also have a tight end making the most money in football for this year. He doesn't have the largest contract anymore, but cap hit wise, the Chiefs are spending the most money on tight ends in football this year when you combine Noah Gray and Travis Kelce. So it's not that the resources are not being spent. Do you think we'll ever get to a point in the next year or two where they are spending in the top half at wide receiver? I don't want them to be any higher than like 12th or 15th in wide receiver spending. Like I never want to see the Chiefs spending the fifth most amount of money on wide receivers. I don't. That to me is not a good strategy when your quarterback is going to be making the kind of money that Patrick Mahomes is actually making.
Part of this, and it's really difficult, part of this is probably hard to convince them to spend more money because they haven't been. Gold, this is not, if we went year by year, and I don't know if Warren Sharp sent this out every year, he probably has. I bet they rank in the bottom 10 every year. Last year, well, I mean, what did they rank last year? Their highest paid wide receiver last year was Hollywood Brown, too.
Yeah, it would have been about the same.
I mean, maybe DeAndre Hopkins, extra couple of million at some point. Maybe got them somewhere in there. Okay. The year before that, we know what that wide receiver unit looked like in a way of a Super Bowl. Juju Smith-Schuster might have been their highest paid wide receiver 3 years ago. So,
yep.
But, and this is what the text line had pointed out earlier, and I think it's fair. The problem you always have with the Chiefs right now is, why do I need to spend more? I'm sorry, how many Super Bowls have we been to in the last 6 years? Five of them? And we got three wins? No offense. Not feeling really amped up to be spending on the Super Bowl money. Because like somebody earlier said, well, the only time they win the Super Bowl is when they have wide receivers. Incorrect.
Yeah, two of those times. Tony and Sky Moore were part of the receiver room 2 years ago.
Yeah. Kadarius, Tony, and Sky Moore each scored a touchdown in a Super Bowl win in a year in which the leading wide receiver, like out of the unit, not the tight end included,
sure,
might have been 650 yards. So like the other two times they had Tyreek Hill and they definitely, you know, or one time or whatever. Well, you know, they had more weapons then, I guess, but it's not a requirement for them. And I think that they've proven that they want more of their investment to be in the offensive line. I think I noticed the wide receivers more because Jawan Taylor and left tackle haven't worked out. I think I'd talk about wide receiver less, man. Not kidding. If they had just figured out left tackle more successfully based on the picks that they've used, because they spent just as many, actually way more resources on the offensive line. They spent a first rounder to get Orlando Brown Jr., another first rounder to get Simmons this year.
Second rounder last year.
They spent highest paid right tackle money, highest paid left guard money, highest paid center money, and highest paid right guard money in the franchise tag this year. So they've thrown infinite resources to just keep the man standing upright. I think that's why they go cheap on wide receiver. I think they believe they can build it through the trenches, which is what, I don't know, most smart teams do.
Yeah, eventually, between Rice and Worthy, one of them is likely to get paid if they continue on the track they're going. I don't know which one. Obviously, Rice is a little more complicated because of the off-the-field stuff and what decision they make down the road. I also would like them just keep drafting wide receivers, honestly, and just keep trying to build the room with young wide receivers that obviously you're not having to pay a ton of money going forward. I mean, there's some teams, man, plenty of them, that are spending more than the Chiefs, and you're like, oh, I'll take the Chiefs wide receiver room all day over them for this upcoming season. I mean, New Orleans is a bad example because that whole team's a mess, but obviously Chris Olave I like quite a bit. But other than that, like that, they're spending right around what the Chiefs are spending. Look what they're getting in production. The Jets, we all like Garrett Wilson, but what's left of that? They're spending $21 million.
Chiefs might have the best receiver Seattle, unit in the division.
Seattle is spending $24 million on theirs compared to $19 million for the Chiefs, and they don't have DK Metcalf anymore. Go to the what do you call it? Atlanta Falcons wide receiver room. I love Drake London. They're spending for it, though. They're spending $36 million this year. Chicago and Washington, we mentioned why they're able to do it. The one that I don't get that I think is like ludicrous, is, and this is why they also have a new GM. Tennessee is spending the third most money on wide receivers this year.
Is Treylon Burke still on the squad?
They're paying Calvin Ridley. They're paying Calvin Ridley a crazy amount of money.
Well, that probably doesn't help. I'm going to guess right now that without even looking, that if it's just wide receiver, as I'm excluding Travis Kelce from the unit for just now. So instead of pass catchers, I'm saying receiving, wide receiver unit. I guess the Chiefs probably, I'd rank them in the top 15. I'd probably put them right around there. They wouldn't be above Dallas right now, probably, because,
of course not.
You know, CeeDee Lamb. And
Dallas, by the way, spending the 10th most on wide receivers, 33.3 million. They have Pickens and CeeDee Lamb.
I wouldn't put them above Cincinnati.
Of course. Well, Cincinnati. I mean, you know, they're like, number one. They spend the most amount of money too.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, they got Godwin, Evans, and what's his name? McMillan.
But I'm gonna guess that I would have a hard time finding 16 teams I think they're worse than at wide receiver.
Yeah.
And if I roll in Travis Kelce, my guess is that the Chiefs have a top 10 pass catching unit in the league, as far as like, you know, top, especially because it's deep. Because the trio part's good enough. Worthy, Rice, and Kelce already plays as a trio before I get into the ancillary players that can still do things for Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, like, New England, they signed Stephon Diggs. We know that. But like Stephon Diggs, Mac Hollins, Demario Douglas.
Chiefs.
And they are.
Buffaloes, I'd take probably.
And do you know how much New England's spending because of the Stephon Diggs contract? Where that puts their spending and all that. They're towards the top half of the league. They are spending $27.6 million on wide receivers. And it's not any bad. I don't look at that and say, wow, oh my gosh.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, like they're getting, honestly, because of the draft pick compensation right now, they haven't had to pay any wide receivers. They're probably getting the best bang for buck in the league. Don't you think? Dollar for dollar. Aren't the Chiefs getting the most out of their money in the NFL at wide receiver between Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Rashee Rice? I would say nobody's getting a better value per dollar. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't better receiver units, as we just pointed out. But if you're just talking about how we spend it versus what we receive in talent, Chiefs are doing great. I'm not even like, I see that and I'm not even offended. Normally, and you know this because we've talked about it, I would like them to put resources into wide receiver and talented weapons. I think they knew what we knew. Not a good wide receiver class in the draft this year and not a good wide receiver class in the free agency this year. And with Travis Kelce, we can buy ourselves one more year before we got to go out and spin bucks to try to make it happen. And I got to be honest, the last like 10 years of free agent wide receivers, how often are any of these guys working out? Christian Kirk, anyone jumping over the moon for these guys?
You're always overpaying.
$80 to $100 million in free agency the last 5 to 10 years.
That's because the rookie feels classes like it's been are so good that there's no need to.
That it's that, and then also the guys that hit the market. Like guys like Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase are never hitting free agency in their prime. You're just not. You're either getting traded or you're getting a long-term deal. I mean, that's just the reality of where the NFL, like, heck, Deebo Samuel never hit free agency. He got traded before things fell out. Brandon Ayuk, like, if you're one of those really special guys, you're just never hitting free agency. The guys that hit free agency are, we'll call it, the 20th to 40th best receivers, and they're getting overpaid. And they're getting overpaid. Yeah, best 20. But that range, if you will, that's also why what you were saying. Like, you're not usually going to have guys that are going to be playing at that top tier level hit free agency.
What's funny is, like, the text line said this would be better if you were talking about running backs. Alex and I have already made it very clear we don't think they invest enough in running back.
Yeah, I didn't like that they waited till the 7th round to take a running back.
Now, in fairness, I imagine they rank in the bottom 5 in the league of running back pay, too.
I don't
Who the hell are they paying? A 7th round rookie, Kareem Hunt, on a 1-year deal, and Elijah Mitchell? They might rank last. Dead last in running back
I was
pay.
The fact that somebody brought it up, I was looking at some of the upcoming running back. I mean, James Cook, not that he's going to get there, but if the Bills don't pay him, I wonder if the Chiefs if the Chiefs would be able or would want to invest that money in a tier back of top 10 in the league. Maybe you could argue potentially top 5 in the league running back, where you're going to keep on drafting wide receivers like this, but invest in a running back that you know is a top tier guy in the league currently that you can just unlock your offense with. Because, I mean, imagine James Cook with this offense, too. I mean,
I'm just not kidding. Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
That was the whole thing. That's why they've.
So the Chiefs are
where they went after Clyde.
The Chiefs, Elijah Mitchell, $2.5 million. Kareem Hunt, 1.5. Pacheco, 1.1.
There's no team that spends less.
Keontae Ingram, 1 million. Rashard Smith, the rookie, 973. Carson Steele, 960,000. Elijah Young, 840,000.
They're paying Elijah Mitchell double what anybody else is getting in the room. That's crazy.
By the way, does that number attached to Mitchell? This is more of a training camp convo. That number,
fully cuttable.
They all are. But I'm not acting like that's a ton of money. But compared to everybody else, does that make you think that like he's more likely?
Because it's only $1.5 million. No.
Because it's still nothing. 2.5 is still nothing.
Yeah, it's pennies. $2.5 million is nothing in the. That's a backup kicker, maybe. It's James Winchester.
There are 7 running backs they are currently scheduled to pay in 2025.
His dead cap. Obviously, will not. His dead cap hit, for anybody who's curious, is $1.1 million. So technically, gold, it wouldn't even cost him $2.5 million to get rid of him. I don't even have to look it up. I don't even have to research every team. There is a 0% chance there's a team spending less at running back than what you just listed. Your highest
maybe
paid back,
Dallas. That'd be
no.
Dallas. Oh no, because they have Jonathan. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. They have Jonathan Williams now.
No chance, man. Jonathan Williams might make more than all of these guys combined.
All right, here we go. I think I might have found our answer. Here we go. Running. What was your guess? Nobody's spending less.
Nobody.
I'll say 30.
They're spending like $6 million.
Yeah, so no. Based on this, hold on, let me make sure.
Is this last year's or something?
No, this is 2025. My computer is going very slow. All right, bear with me. Number one is the Eagles. Nobody's surprised.
Okay.
Because Barkley's making $20 million. Hold on, I'm still scrolling. The Chiefs are 21st.
What?
Wow.
Who are the 10 teams spending less?
Annual average salary.
Because they got five guys. That's the extra running back to turn it.
Seven. So they're 21st, and they are spending a combined. See this?
What number are they saying?
They're saying 8.9.
Okay. Who's last? This
is on SpotTrack. Last is the Broncos, 3.6. Cleveland spending 31st most, 5.1. Tampa, 5.1.
Well, they just signed two rookies.
Rams, 5.4. Dolphins, 6 million. Buffalo, 7.2. That's about to change.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas, 7.5. Jacksonville, 7.7. Seattle, 7.7.
I am surprised.
The Chiefs are spending just barely more than Cincinnati.
I think it's a numbers game. Like per running back, it still seems like less.
Yeah, the Chiefs are spending just over 2.6% of their cap on running back. 2.61. They're spending a smaller percentage. Yeah, the percentage thing is a little more complicated, but this is based off a SpotTrack.
That is pretty amazing.
Contract average is how they label it.
Do you think the rookie contracts are factored in here yet for the guys who haven't signed?
I don't know.
They aren't.
I don't know.
Denver drafted one in like the third round. I bet their numbers getting ready to go up.
They list Dylan Sampson next to Miami. Didn't he get drafted by Miami?
Okay. Yeah.
Dylan Sampson is a rookie. Yeah.
So anyway. Okay. Houston spending the ninth most money.
I mean, it's Joe Mixon right there.
Yeah, they signed a free agent running back. That'll do it. I mean, Philly being the most, I can't believe there are 10 teams spending less than the four guys.
Buffalo's going to jump from whatever league you listed, 25th or 24th to top five. I mean,
I'm just assuming this list. This list is right. What's amazing
is that there are 10 teams who spend less than $8 million total in their entire running back rooms. That'll tell you the value of the running back right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the tank. That's what it is.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Text line 913-586-7965. Of course, you can follow us. YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Live stream the show. 4 hours. Every day. We put content up there as well. Like we mentioned earlier, if you want to subscribe when we're on YouTube, there's a video of Alex and I and Dusty all opening cards with Cags. Given a chance to do that Topps tribute pack. So if you want to see that full thing, thanks to the Art of Sports, it's over there on YouTube. Always like and subscribe. Easier to find us across the board. But I promised a random question to Alex today because he had a question about the flight as we were going out to our former producer. Dude, there were a lot of them. We talk about our lives on this show, okay? We talk about the things that happen in our lives, good or bad, oftentimes or not. So, Gold, what is the question you have today regarding your flight?
So, flight out to California. I got exit row, so I was happy.
Nice.
That.
I do like, I got exit row in one of my four flights, but none of my four were full, and I had nobody in the middle seat for any four of them.
That's really good,
nice.
Too. So
remarkable.
I got exit row. So there was a seat still. I got exit row, and there was nobody in the middle seat of the exit row. So exit row, and so there was a gentleman sitting by the window, and I didn't
know. In your row?
In my row. Okay. Yeah, in my row. And I noticed, I didn't notice for like an hour into the flight. He's got his shoes completely off, feet crossed, socks on. Thank goodness.
Okay, I was
socks
about to
on,
ask.
Feet crossed. So no shoes. Then I look one row to my right and up. So imagine you're to your right, up a row, and there's a lady with her shoes off as well. And I don't know how many other people just did this. Is this becoming more of a trend? Why are we taking our shoes off? Is this okay? Should I not be upset?
Shoes or sandals?
Shoes. Their bare feet were not exposed, but your socks. Now
they took their shoes. They had shoes on. Not it wasn't like slides or anything like that.
Shoes were on.
Oh yeah,
socks were then fully out. Feet were out with socks.
Yikes!
Now I can't smell. You guys know this currently or the last year, so I didn't have to deal with the potential smell of the feet. Still, you should leave your shoes on. Come on now. You're not. Why? This is not the same as like. That you're on a road trip and you decide to take your shoes off in the car and you've got other, and even then you shouldn't really do that unless you're with family or whatever. I wouldn't want Cody taking his shoes off while I'm driving. That'd just be weird too.
But I can understand it better. On a long road trip, you have to be understanding.
On a long trip, this is a 3.5 hour flight and you're right. I mean, you're close. So you don't even know, leave your shoes on.
Were their feet like propped up? Like cross-legged or
someone says, I'm sure it felt amazing for him to take his shoes off. Oh, I'm sure we all would like, there's a lot of things we like to do that feel amazing. You can't just do them.
Yeah, like Alex might want to like let out a big fart so you can get the gas out of his system. You can't just do that on the plane. They're people. We got to like respect each other's shared tube space. We're all stuck in this flying coffin.
Uh-huh. Like, you take your shoes off on a flight?
On a plane, no.
Drew?
I will say, I do think I would allow for an alteration of that if it were an overseas trip. If we were flying over really? The Atlantic, I think I'd have to just let it go.
Really?
I think I'd have to just let it go. If we're on a plane for 8 hours, I'm not saying you can take your shirt off. We can relax. I think there's a certain amount of comfort.
I can change into some PJs on the flight, you know.
There's a certain amount of comfort I will allow for a longer overall flight. You were flying for less than 3 hours. I mean,
So, not to go way back, but two flights got canceled when I was trying to fly out there. It was a mess. I ended up having to fly Kansas to Austin to San Jose. And Austin's a little far south. I don't know if you know. So yeah. Austin to San Jose is a 3-hour-and-40-minute flight by the time landing and everything.
The reason I asked about slides is because I have flown before with slides on. I have my, I've got like my Nike socks on, I've shown up and I've worked with, shorts and my slides on my Nike socks. Is that as... To me, I don't think that's as egregious because I showed up that way. Or if I'm going to the beach and I wanted to wear flip-flops, I think that's fine.
That's tough. Would you rather somebody in sandals but keep their shoes on, are exposed?
That's why I wanted to ask. Because
those sandals, you better not take the sandals off because then your foot is completely exposed.
Then you're just bare feet.
Yeah, you're bare foot.
Right. Someone says this is the TSA's fault. Because people are already coming prepared for an easy way to take their shoes off.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They're making it easy for the people to get on the plane and then take their shoes off.
Because that's why I asked, because I think...
Well, our old producer, whose wedding we were just at, he had a philosophy. He didn't think you should wear shorts on a plane. He hated people's legs being exposed. That's just being very picky.
That's just crazy.
Wow.
We gave him a hard time for that at the time. I think, though, just leave your shoes on the flight. Come on. Just leave your shoes. Would I have been more comfortable taking my shoes off? But imagine if the whole plane, if everybody took their shoes off, somebody's feet are stinking at that point. You're not getting 300 people on this plane or 160 and nobody's feet stink. Sorry, you're not getting that lucky. We've all seen people that walk on these planes. There's no way everybody is full, has no smells or anything. Everybody's showered.
It's a tough internal monologue when you're just is anybody gonna sit? First there's the, is anyone gonna sit in this middle seat when you know the plane's not full?
Then
the follow-up is, which middle seat person am I gonna get if the plane is full and I know we're down to just middle seats? Always a dangerous
At least they
game.
Weren't right next to you.
Their wife and then take their shoes off at work on break. It's relaxing. Like, what would you, right now, just you know what, Cody?
I wouldn't know.
I'm just taking my shoes off. Gonna do the rest of the show. Would you care?
I think in communal spaces, we gotta operate a little bit different.
Now I gotta put these back on. But yeah,
this is a this is like a communal space.
But like, would you mind if all of a sudden you just knew every day I was taking my shoes off?
A little weird.
That's only to me. Weird. To me, it's only.
I probably wouldn't say anything, but I'd think it.
Lucky. I can't smell. Cody could do a lot of things in this room, and I would not. I would no smells.
I still honor the system. I don't want other people come in here.
I think it's only if you have actual shoes on. Like if I wear slides and I'm just there in slides, it's fine. Like you're not.
Why do you need to take them off? You're in slides. They're barely on your feet anyway.
Okay, if I wear slides, I don't take my foot out of the slide. Like I don't do that. Nor do I do it with the sandal. But I'm saying. I think it's egregiously worse if you have a shoe on, you take your shoe off.
Yeah, because there's no airflow. There's no airflow on that shoe. You know, you got the slide on. At least there's some airflow. Your feet are maybe less likely to stink, is what you're saying.
Okay. At least they weren't next to you. Like if they were right next to you and popped it off.
No, but why not pack some slippers
out of here?
So Drew, he had his feet crossed. So that means.
One
foot was up. Like one was down. A foot's up in the air.
Tall sock, short sock. Give me a description of the sock.
I took a photo of it.
Oh, okay.
It was
give me a description of the. Give me a description
feet down.
Let me find it. No, but like that's the thing. His feet were crossed. Like, yeah, if you're gonna go, if you're gonna go shoeless, keep your feet on the damn floor of the plane.
Yes.
Hold on. I had a bunch of photos.
Sure
from
did, though. You know.
Oh, did I delete it? No. Here it is. Here, Cody.
Well, I mean, he's wearing like what kind of? Oh, you know what? Are those compression socks? Hold on. Let me see again.
Like hospital socks?
So here's the thing. I think this guy might have a pass. I believe these might be compression socks, which people have to have sometimes if they get they have issues like with circulation
wearing great socks, you don't need those. Isn't the whole point of the socks? You should be able to wear them with shoes, Cody?
Saying is that if it's for a medical reason, we got to let it go.
Oh, wait, so hold
that's
on.
That's one of the weirdest socks I've ever seen.
So you're saying if Gold were to those complain about it.
I think those are just...
You just think they're socks?
Yes.
Look at the top. You sure that's not a compression sock?
It looks different than a normal sock, if I remember the picture that you posted.
I don't know, man. I'm not to get too down.
Someone says it's just down to the smell. If your feet don't smell, you can keep your shoes off. If they do, it's a problem, but you got to put your shoes back
on. His feet weren't on the floor, though, man. Keep those puppies down. Keep those puppies down, and we're good. All right, up next, we get to the 1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. The latest with Bill Belichick, including maybe his family being worried about what could be held against him in the future. What does that mean for chances of him actually coaching in week one of the season? That's up next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.